Five former Enron broadband employees will be arraigned today in federal court on charges that could include money laundering and insider trading. The Houston Chronicle reports federal prosecutors will seek a superseding indictment against former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fausto. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The Enron broadband indictment is expected to revolve around a meeting of securities analysts and Enron executives at the Four Seasons Hotel in Houston on January 20th of 2000. On that day, top Enron executives, including President Jeff Skilling and the heads of Enron's broadband division, gave enthusiastic presentations about the division's prospects. They described how Enron would build a large fiber optic network that would trade bandwidth capacity and allow users to download first-run movies and games. The next day, Enron's stock shot up 25% and began an 8-month climb that finally topped out at over $90 a share. Enron executives realized substantial personal financial gains when they sold large blocks of Enron stock during this period. The government will try to make the case for insider trading, alleging executives were intentionally misleading investors, that the company did not have the capability technologically, and that Enron executives knew that. Chris Bebel is a former attorney for the Security and Exchange Commission's Division of Enforcement. Bebel says that the government's burden of proof in this type of case must rise to a high standard.
Before the government can prove that it was actually fraudulent, the intent of the speaker will have to be determined.
Prosecutors will have to prove that Enron's broadband division executives made statements about their capabilities that they knew were lies. But because this involves an industry where technological advances are not uncommon, it will not be a simple case to make. Jeff Skilling is not expected to be included in this round of indictments, but Bebel believes prosecutors are closing in through this broadband division investigative track.
The government is trying to cast a net that's going to capture subordinates of Jeff Skilling. Hopefully, those subordinates will come aboard the government's cooperation train and later on give information and testimony that will help the government secure a conviction.
Prosecutors are also expected to seek a superseding indictment against Enron Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fausto, which may include charges against his wife and former Enron Treasurer Ben Glisson. Both may be implicated by their alleged participation in and profit-taking from various off-balance sheet partnerships that did business with Enron. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.